I feel like you coughing up a hairball isn't out of the realm of possibility. Welcome back.
Welcome back to No Experience Needed Podcast. Don't forget, visit noexperiencenedpodcast.com. Purchase all sorts of shirts and merchandise to support our boy Dave on his quest for love.
And first 10 people that buy a shirt, Dave will kiss you on the cheek.
When did we decide that?
Right now. We decided right now.
If you want a mouth kiss, let me know, and I'll see what I can do.
Girls only, always.
I don't think there's anything obvious about that. They're for our fans.
Well, we're just saying that now, so no, obviously.
There's nothing obvious.
Making it obvious.
Hey, first 10 orders, get a kiss.
On the cheek.
Or on the mouth.
Non-discriminatory.
100% discriminatory.
There's no discrimination on this podcast.
We
equal opportunity.
Discriminate.
No,
who we kiss.
We do not. No, okay. You're kissing the first 10 people. And if they want a mouth kiss, you'll give them a mouth kiss.
I'm not about to give a random person mouth to mouth.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Fun fact: I'm buying 7 shirts.
All right.
I'm gonna need you to shave first before you kiss someone on the cheek.
Right, or that's not happening.
All right, that's fine. Our sponsor this week, Mujo Ice Cream Sandwiches.
So good.
So good. Lactose intolerant.
We're not actually sponsored by them, but we love ice cream sandwiches, and it's really hot outside.
We love ice cream. So much.
So, Dave, last time we were here, you were about to go speed dating. Oh, and you have drawn a diagram of the night chairs. You went speed dating.
Yeah, so I remembered names. I just drew it so I remember them.
So you decided to go speed dating on Memorial Day. On a Monday, yeah. Dave texted me and said, I'm going to go. I was like, do you want to come over first to get a pep talk and or a turkey burger?
Got a turkey burger.
And you did. Good. Got turkey a turkey burger.
Well done on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brought a pineapple.
Oh, of
brought course. A pineapple is very good. I ate it like a week later.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you didn't cut it and put it on the burger.
Yeah, you got to let it rest.
Yeah.
And you had a chance to kind of get some advice from people on speed dating.
True.
And then you went.
People who had never done speed dating before.
Or you had never met.
And I had never met before, which was great.
It was great. You did really well.
Good practice run.
Yeah, good practice run.
To introduce myself.
So then you went. You went all alone.
I did.
So walk us through what happened when you got there.
So I show up to this bar, St. Genevieve Domain, if you want to know.
King of the Domain.
Great place. Show up to there, I'm like, okay, I'm a little early.
Maybe. How early were you?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
That's okay.
Not bad, right? It's a bar, so I went and grabbed a drink. Old fashioned. What'd you get?
Okay, that's number one? Old fashioned number one?
Yeah. Old fashioned number one.
Okay.
I got that. Was just sitting at the bar. The Rockets game was on.
Were you worried anyone was going to roofie your drink?
No.
That's a different story.
I mean, I'm generally, like, you know, just aware of my surroundings. Okay. Like, you know, I'm not just rolling around.
You might be.
You don't know.
You're a social
depends
butterfly.
On the night.
Gotta let you fly.
I mean, I'm flying, trust me. Anyway, so I, like, you know, saw people coming in. I saw this lady at the bar.
Okay.
Who's wearing a red or orange tank top. Who turned out to be Morgan. We'll get to who Morgan is. She was sitting there. You know, we kind of made eye contact. She had a shot and a drink.
What kind of... Do you know what shot she had?
It looked like tequila because it had lime in there. Nice. So I was like, that's my kind of girl.
That's right? Your kind of girl right there.
Hell yeah. So anyway, so...
Was she blonde?
Yes.
Nice.
Indeed.
One of the bees.
So we, the thing started and they had us sit. No, so the ladies sat.
Right? So what is that? That looks like a poorly drawn domino.
Exactly. So this is a table, and this is a table, and this is another table.
Okay.
And these are seats that these ladies are sitting in.
So there were how many ladies?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15.
And they're all facing the same way like that?
Yeah, they're facing this way. Right. And the dudes are like on this side of the table.
Yep.
Going table by table. Actually, there was another table here that this lady was here, and her name was Deborah. Anyways.
Hello, Deborah.
Deborah, yeah, anyways. So that one was the oldest person. So I started at Crystal.
I have a question real quick before you get into it.
Yeah.
What were your expectations?
Okay. Real.
Give us that real.
I was like, okay, how hard can this shit be, right? You know, it's speed dating. What does that mean? I'm going out there introducing him, and I gotta have some sort of, you know.
What was your pitch?
Fuck.
Say it again. Rewind.
So, I'm out there.
We out here.
I'm out there. Trying to, you know, my expectation is, you know, I'm going in.
Yep.
I'm like, how hard can this shit be? You know, I'm here promoting Dave, right? So I've done it at trade shows before for companies, you know, for promoting the companies. Now I'm here at a trade show promoting Dave.
So what was your pitch? What was your value prop?
Well, it wasn't really, it was a very personalized demo.
Okay.
So I would do a discovery first, you know, understand.
How long did you have with them?
5 to 7 minutes.
So really, you can talk about what in 5 to 7 minutes? Like two things, maybe?
Yeah, two, three. Yeah, I mean, here's what I would
do. So pretend that Joe's a lady.
It shouldn't be hard.
So I want you to reenact
Joe. So here's the thing. Everybody had a number. So the first thing that you got there, you had to get the person's number and write it down.
So act it out with Joe.
Oh,
right.
Oh, hi, how's it going? What's your number?
47.
47. I mean, it's 1 to 15, but it's 47. 47, what's your name?
Joe,
you would write it down, and then they would ask me my name, and I would
give
them my number.
So you came into it like that?
Sometimes.
Hey!
Right?
Jeez, no wonder this didn't work.
No. This is like, they are also like freaking out. Like, I just gotta be like very friendly, like,
hey, what's your number?
and then I'm like, so. Anyway, so, you know, we'd ask questions and whatnot.
So keep going. What would you have asked Joe?
I mean, so they would ask the question first. All the girls were asking
Joe
questions.
Joe asked Dave a question.
Well, you would like ask, you know,
where are you from?
Have you done this before?
You know, Joe, do it in a lady voice.
Dave, have you done this before?
You don't need to reenact it.
Yes, we do. We need to reenact it. The people want to know.
I can't hold this voice the whole time.
The people want to know how this went in case someone listens to this and wants to try speed dating. You got to help them figure it out.
So you just gotta let it flow. This is very artificial.
No,
that's
it's not.
He's
a pretty lady at the bar.
They're not at the bar.
Let's try it one more time.
Andy, listen to me.
Just try one more time. I think it'll work.
It's not gonna work. But we're just gonna go down and I tell you what each one was like. I think that's gonna be a much funnier story.
You, people are gonna want to know.
Because I got to Deborah and this woman looks at me and is like, so what are you doing after this? I'm like, lady, you are coming on way too strong.
How old was Deborah?
Deborah was good 55.
So, that brings up an interesting point, right? You're 23.
Yeah.
Do you mind an older lady?
Not 55. I would be okay with 30, like 30, 32.
35.
I don't know where this is going.
I'm just asking, like, what's your limit? I don't think 50? We've covered that
it
before.
It depends on the person.
So, she was very attractive, you said.
Who?
Deborah.
No, what? She was not at all.
I thought you said she was pretty.
No, not at all.
She didn't have any of the 5 B's?
No. The next one even didn't have it, but she was a correctional officer at like a juvenile center.
You need that.
Don't need that.
You are a dangerous bad boy. She could have gotten you back on the right side of the law.
I drank. I was just like actually looking around. I don't know what to say to this woman. Because she was like, oh yeah, and like going to call Texas State, live in San Marcos, but I'm like a correctional officer, and then
that's what you need.
No, I just dozed out after.
Is there a dating? Joe, write this down. Is there a dating app for correctional officers?
I'm downloading it right now, actually.
Okay, good.
I thought the next one was the enterprise one. Nancy and I hit it off really well.
Like, okay, so let's reenact it.
We can't reenact. Stop the reenactment. He wasn't
Dave.
There. So. Nancy, I thought was gonna happen, but
tell us about Nancy. What was she drinking, and how many old fashions had you had at this point?
Two.
So you're two old fashions in.
Two old fashions
optimum.
In.
Optimum. That's right at optimum.
Yeah, right at optimum.
So
by the time I got to Morgan, I was on three.
Now let's go back to Nancy. Nancy, what did you like about Nancy?
Small.
Okay.
Very small.
Very petite.
Like, yes, like short.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was great.
Pocket size.
Very good, yeah. So she was very nice, too. Like, she was, like, outdoorsy. Like, we talked about going, like,
have an outdoorsy lady that you went on a date with?
What do you mean?
Who was the one you went on a date with that had the sandals that was very outdoorsy?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
See, I thought you didn't like outdoorsy ladies.
That's not true. I like outdoorsy women, but not the ones that are, like, weird, like that one.
Okay, so
she was like she was all about it. Like we had a lot of things in common. Like we like both like to hike and all that. Like I had a dog and she didn't have one but wanted a dog. So we talked about like very small stuff. Everything I said, she laughed. It was great. Anyways, Leah, the next one.
Well,
was
hang
also,
on. How did you leave it with Nancy?
Oh, every conversation was ending. Like there was no way for me to like wrap it up, right?
Okay, so they were just like time, and you're like,
yeah,
okay,
you'd
see,
like, right? Like literally would move a seat over to the next person, like so like they could overhear your conversation with the next person.
Okay,
so you can't really say
sure,
stuff, right? You just gotta keep it high level.
Question. So, yeah. what was the competition like?
Ooh, great question.
Competition was older, obviously. Older than I was. But there wasn't a like, super old person.
So you were the young stallion.
I was
the youngest. You were the little boy.
Okay, we're going to stay away from the word boy. I am a man, indeed. he's dying. either they were like, I don't know, like super scruffy and like didn't...
Yeah, you're clean-shaven, boy.
I wasn't. I actually wasn't really...
That's
like,
right. You did ask that beforehand. We said not to shave.
Not to shave. Yep. Right. So I was, you know, optimal, presentable...
Yeah, you looked good.
You know, attire. Yeah. But the competition wasn't as preppy as I am. You know, I kind of got an enthusiasm. I'm always, like, you know, just, like, going around...
You have a childlike wonderment.
Sure, whatever you want to call it. Like, I'm like... a very upbeat person.
Absolutely.
Everybody else
it's too cool
was like
for
very,
school.
Was like very shy.
Just a
like
bunch of men
not,
and
not
a little
talking,
boy running
not
around.
Not talking to anyone beforehand. Like beforehand, I just started chatting like
oh,
the
man,
lady that was running
pre-sell.
The thing. Mm. Well, yeah, you got it. You can't just like be quiet.
Yeah, you can't just jump into it.
So yeah, the competition was
not good.
Mediocre.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just wowing them.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm wowing him, but I'm the person that is...
You have the most energy.
Yeah, like, everybody's like, oh, okay, like,
yeah.
What is that guy going to be like when we get to talk to him? Like, either he's, like, terrible or, you know, he could be funny.
Yeah.
Nice. Which is always a hit or miss for me.
So, after Nancy...
Oh, Nancy went to Leah. Leah was also pretty good, but we didn't really... But I didn't actually put her on my list, so it doesn't matter.
So, pause for a second. You have a list, so it looks like a scorecard.
Yeah.
And you have to write down your top five matches.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you write notes about them as you go along?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, they can see your notes. So, like,
yeah. So, what did you write down?
Oh, I was just starring next to the names.
That's it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. I mean, I have a good photographic memory. That's why I can remember this.
I don't know if that's a photo. You have a good memory. I don't know if that's photographic.
I mean, I'm photographing this right now.
You definitely can't draw, so.
Oh, I didn't say I'm a good drawer.
You draw like a little boy.
Andy? Moving on to the next person. Tisha was before Morgan. Tisha was like... I thought she was going to, like, pull out a shotgun.
Why did you think that about Tisha?
Tisha.
Tisha. Why did you think she was going to pull out a shotgun? That doesn't seem practical to carry around.
It seems like a pretty good thing that a correctional officer was there to help
out. Yeah, that's a good thing you had that correctional officer there to save the day.
Yeah, I don't know. She was like, very intense and, like...
You're intense?
Big. Like, no, not, like, fat or anything. She just, like, large, like, tall, like, twice the size of
She would have made you feel...
She
Smart.
Would have crushed me.
Like a little boy.
She could have like put her hand on my head and just pushed me to the ground. In comparison, we got Morgan, who's like, I was like, that should have, that.
That was your clear cut number one.
Man. Actually, the one, her friend right next to her was number one, but those two are just
so tell us about Morgan.
Morgan was really great.
What did you guys talk about?
Not a whole lot. We just, like, you know, small talk, quick, you know, we'd...
How's the weather?
Well, we talked about Atisha a little bit.
So you made fun of Atisha?
Yeah. She did. So I woke up. But, and then Atisha laughed. So, you know, it doesn't matter.
Because they can hear each other because they're 2 feet apart.
Correct. Yeah.
Jeez.
It sounds like a bold strategy.
Right. And then,
a couple of mean girls.
And then she asked me, you know, if I was traveling. And I was going to Chicago in the next week. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Chicago. So she was like, oh, my God, I've never been there. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so.
Then you should have been like, you can come.
Then the Kariana girl, she was like, oh, when was the last time you went on vacation? You know, she asked about me, like, you know, traveling and all that.
Yeah.
She
told about Jamaica. Yep.
Yeah. She, I always
love Jamaica.
I was like, well, maybe this, if this goes well, you can come next year. And she was like, really?
That's very forward.
Well, have you seen me? And then, yeah, the rest of them were.
The little boy's becoming a man.
So, yeah, the rest of them don't matter.
So you got through. How many people did you fill out five for your top five?
Oh yeah.
Was Atisha on your top five?
No, Atisha was not on my top
five. What about the correctional officer?
No.
Nancy?
I don't remember. Oh, Nancy was.
Leah.
Leo was.
Morgan.
Kariana.
Kariana
and Crystal.
And Crystal. Yeah. And Deborah was number six.
Deborah was not even on. I didn't even write her name down.
Okay, so you match with you basically say this, and my understanding is that they compare the cards, and then 24 hours later, they email you and say if you matched with anyone.
Yeah. Mutual matches.
Mutual matches. So you get an email back, and how many...
let me read you this email, because I think the email is actually hilarious. The email says...
Anytime now.
Hey.
It says, hello, Dave. Here are your matches.
It goes, hey, Dave. Great news. We have two date mate matches for you. Kariana, Morgan, and then thank you for being a lovely dater. You're now on our invite list, and we'll definitely reach out the next time we need last minute
people. Nice.
So your boy is on the list.
Have they reached out to you?
Not yet.
So can you go back to that email?
Sure.
So one of them has a Gmail, the other a Yahoo. Does the Yahoo disqualify him?
No, that was the Morgan one. That was the one that applied.
That's not great.
I know. So what's even funnier?
She might play a lot of fantasy sports.
What's
she probably
funnier is that I emailed these women
immediately.
No, like two hours later. But I gave them my wrong phone number.
You left out a digit.
I left out a digit.
And then did you take my recommendation and include a shirtless picture in the email?
Of course not.
Just to whet their appetite.
What about PJs?
No.
Did
no
you ask
PJs
them to suit your PJs?
No. I should have, in hindsight.
In hindsight, that should have been the subject line of your email.
Suit or PJs.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
What do you want to see me in a photo of?
That's we'll do that next time. Gosh. But yeah, so the Morgan one replied. And
okay, you guys started texting?
Yeah, she was like, wrong number, LOL, here's mine. And then I texted her, and she like straight up came out the door, was like, you know, you have to be very fit, and I'm like very fit, and I work out all the time, and if you're not fit, blah blah blah, and I'm like, all right, like, you're okay, you don't have to call me fat, you know, I know, like, shit.
Hey, don't let her say that. You're beautiful.
Well, I don't care. Like, I'm
beautiful creature,
whatever.
You've also been boxing, you're in much better shape.
Really great. Anyways,
like, you're 30.
It doesn't bother me, so it doesn't matter. But but the funny part was, she goes out of the blue, she goes, you're 23? And then I never heard back from her.
How old was she?
30.
Now, how did that really start? How did that conversation actually start?
Oh, yeah, the actual conversation? You want me to read it?
Do you still have her text?
I should.
Because there...
Did she get a contact, or is it just a phone number?
I was very concerned with how this started.
That's right.
It started out pretty rough.
It was like you wanted this to fail.
I did?
Yep.
Why?
Did you say something about Jesus?
No. It's, first of all, I asked. I know exactly what happened. So I texted her. I was like, "Hey Morgan, well, you can tell that I was very excited to send you that email. I forgot a whole number. How are you today?" She goes, "I know you send my friend the wrong number too."
Oh boy!
Turned out that Morgan and Kariana are friends.
Oh gosh!
Oh.
Here at this point, I didn't know what to do. So yeah. I went to Andy. Andy and I talked. Andy was
you
like,
did not come
wait,
to me.
Wait, you weren't
this.
There. Yeah. Two coworkers. Two
don't
coworkers.
Put this on me.
Sorry.
I would have never
hang
have
on,
done
hang
this.
On, hang on. I apologize. This lady at work.
Okay.
She's like,
Mm-mm. Nope, just someone. Just they know who they are.
They told me to say the following. And they were like, you know, I'm a very good dater. I do this all the time, blah, blah, blah.
Did not agree with it.
I had done this before. Anyway, so they like know women or whatever. I don't know if those are their words. But they know. They said they know women and they're good at dating advice. And I'm like, whatever. So we typed this out. It was really nice to meet you both. And obviously, a very successful event. Smiley face. Weirdo. And I go, I don't want to cause any trouble between friends, so I'll let you ladies find that out. And let me know how you want to move forward.
So, you're going to let them find it out. But here's the problem. Here's why I didn't like it then. I still don't like it.
It's worse now.
She's the one that's texting you already. Right. Like she beat her friend. She's first to the punch.
In hindsight, we
should have done what we wrote about on the blog. We should have negged.
Should have
said.
Totally.
Man, your dumb friend's missing out then, because I'm all yours.
That would have been great.
That should have been it.
Yeah.
You might have actually gone on a date.
You know, you live and you learn. You move on.
So, a couple last questions. Would you speed date again?
Yeah, 100%.
What advice would you give potential speed daters?
Be like Mike. Chill. Like don't don't freak out. Like it's not stressful. Like the people that are also there in the exact same shoes as you are, right? So like you don't, it doesn't matter. Like they've also are in the exact same spot.
Next time you go,
don't take it too seriously.
Will you tell one of them that this is for a podcast 100%. And see if they match with you?
100%.
I think that'd be interesting.
Hopefully Morgan is there again.
Hopefully Deborah.
Ooh.
Or Atisha.
Atisha. Yeah, you're saying it wrong. Atisha. She will kill you.
Nah, I'm a man.
No, she's larger than you are.
I'm not a boy.
Yeah, larger than you are.
Still not a boy.
Doesn't matter. Still larger than you are. She will kill you.
Young stallion.
What's your next question?
That's it.
Oh.
I think we're done with this episode. Next time on No Experience Needed, we have our greatest okay, oh no moment yet as we show Dave the newest dating profile that he has 10 matches waiting for him.
No, I don't.
10.
You're lying.
Not lying. We're going to do that, and we're also going to hear about a weekend date that Dave had that he's been hiding from us for the last 2 weeks. All this and more on No Experience Needed. P.S. If you buy a shirt, Dave will kiss you.
I won't.
You're going to kiss someone for this podcast.
Maybe twice.
On the cheek, sure.
No.
Yeah.
Mouth kiss.
Gender specific.
We're tongue to teeth.